celebrate today this feast of this wonderful apostle, St. Andrew. I think there's three things we could point out about St. Andrew's life. The first is that he is sometimes called the Protoclete because he is the first called. And we know from the Gospel of John that Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist. And when he heard John the Baptist point out Christ as his, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world," then he followed Jesus. And he followed him that day, and Jesus turns around and he says, "What do you want?" He says, "Well, Lord, where are you staying?" And he says, "Well, come and see." And Andrew spent that day with Jesus. And from there, he went and he told his brother Simon Peter. He gives an account of his time with Jesus to Peter. And as St. John Chrysostom reminds us, he says, St. John does not say that Peter believed immediately, but that his brother Andrew brought him to Jesus. And Andrew was to, in a sense, hand him over to Jesus so that Peter could learn everything for himself. So Andrew first went on this kind of come and see, to see what the Lord was all about. But from there, then he goes and he tells his brother about it. And I think for a lot of us, that's how we came to know Jesus, was from somebody who told us about him, somebody that we saw was truly a follower, and then we went and kind of discovered it for ourselves as well. I was thinking back when I was in high school, my mom had met this priest, ended up being a soul priest, Father Santan Pinto, and she would tell me about this, how gifted this priest was, and so on and so forth. Well, one time, she invited me to come to this event in Galveston that Father Pinto was having for young people. And I remember it was, one, so that my mother would quit bothering me about it, but two, out of genuine interest, I said, "Okay, I'll go." You know, I couldn't believe those words came out of my mouth. But then I went to this event and it really changed my life. I had a deep encounter with Jesus. And like that same event, you know, Andrew kind of brings Peter along and he hands him over to Jesus and says, "All right, now you take care of him." And I think that's the other point. So not only be the first called, but he's also a true brother. It's interesting that in the Old Testament, and funny enough, it happens in Our Lady Society as well, it is sometimes the younger sibling which brings the older one. We have, I think, two sets of brothers in the priesthood, and now we have, in fact, a couple who are siblings, one who is a brother and their sister, who are in the community or in formation. And it's usually more often than not is the younger one that brings the older kind of along, just like Andrew bringing his older brother Peter to Jesus. In fact, the first callings were a pair of brothers, Andrew and Peter, and James and John, who we hear in the gospel today, and then two friends, Philip, who went and told Nathanael about Jesus. And I think what's most significant here is that it points out that just about for every one of us, we come to Jesus, we're sometimes dragged, by those who have encountered him in a profound way. St. John Chrysostom would go on to say, he says, "To support one another in the things of the Spirit is a true sign of goodwill between brothers, of a loving kinship and sincere affection." I think this point, point of true brotherhood or being brothers and sisters for one another, is good in this season of Advent. Sometimes we pick out a name of somebody who's going to be, we call our Advent angel, and usually we don't even know who they are until Christmas comes along, and then it's revealed. But it could be that we do have somebody, a friend or a dear brother or sister that we journey along with, who is really a true friend and brother and sister to us, that constantly leads us to Jesus, that has a sincere affection, a true affection for us, a loving kinship, and who brings us constantly to the Lord. Because we all have things that we have to work on. We all have things where we need support in helping one another. And St. Andrew could be our friend as well on this Advent journey. The final thing is that St. Andrew gives his supreme witness. In fact, if you ever see a cross, St. Andrew's cross, it is in the form of an X. Because like his brother Peter, he didn't want to be crucified the same way Jesus was. He didn't find himself worthy. So Peter was, of course, crucified upside down, but Andrew was crucified on a cross that is in the form of an X. So you ever see St. Andrew's cross, it's in that form of an X. And tradition tells us that St. Andrew was martyred by crucifixion in Patras in Greece. Providentially, it was through Andrew and Philip who had brought the Greeks to Jesus on the eve of his passion. And it was this occasion that Jesus announces that the grain of wheat must fall to the ground and die in order to bear much fruit. And Andrew was this like Christ, this grain of wheat that fell to the ground and died. And then it continues to be a witness calling us to do a deeper relationship with Jesus. So may we recognize that we, all of us, have been called. We've been called to follow Jesus, and then we've been called also to help others to follow him. And then in the spirit of true brotherhood and sisterhood, especially in this time of Advent, that we would journey with one another and lead one another to Jesus, and we would give a great witness to Christ in our life, that truly he is our deepest friend and our companion, journeying with us in this time of Advent to his incarnation and his crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Amen.